bullying, a concern for young people in particular, and added to by the eruption of mobile phones. But a play simply called Bullied that is currently touring schools explores the problem for both school children and how it can affect older people too. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke reports.
Personally thought it was incredible, like the storyline of it, she being bullied and her granddad finally made her open up to him was absolutely incredible.
We've just been watching a production of Bullied, a play from Michael J. Hartnett that was on stage at the Sean O'Casey Theatre in Dublin's East Wall, and I'm chatting to students from both Chanel College in Coolock and Sing Street after to hear what they made of it.
It happens to a lot of young people around Dublin and around in the whole world, like, and I thought it told a great story.
Talk to me about the phone and the relationship with the phone.
I do think it's a massive part of life because back then there was no phones and now there's communication through phones and there's messages. So sometimes phones can be a lot safer, but sometimes it can be incredibly dangerous.
The play tells the story of a granddad and his teen granddaughter who is visiting him. She is being bullied by classmates.
Yeah, Connor. And what did she say? And you believed her?
And the granddad is being bullied, as he sees it, by his gas company.
How are you, love? My name's Desi Higgins, and I...
Existing customer, please have your bill to hand and your account number ready.
Oh, right, I have it here, I see it.
Find the number on the top right-hand corner of your bill.
Well, it's about the bill that came this morning, love. I have it here in front of me.
Enter your 11-digit account number.
Well, it's about the bill that came this morning.
Well, the story basically is about young people and the problem with bullying. The idea for the play came from teachers.
Writer Michael J. Hartnett explains why he wanted to write this piece.
And the teachers said, you know, you really got to do something about bullying because it's a huge problem. We put together an outline for a play, then we talked to young people, and as a consequence of that, having done a bit of, if you like, field work with them, we came up with a play and we played it to a sample group of young people. They liked it, we tweaked it, and then we put it on. So the story is about the grandfather who lives on his own, and in a way he's being bullied as well because he's got problems dealing with the institutions, banks and building societies.
There's whole drive to make that generation go online, and then there's nobody to answer the phone.
All that sort of thing. Yeah. Press button one, press button two. And the granddaughter is there and she's getting phone calls, you know, say, come along, will you meet us at the DART station, for example? And she turns up and there's nobody there. And it's a huge problem.
The phone doesn't stop. It's so irritating when you're watching the play. You know, she's haunted by this phone.
Yeah, the phone goes on all the time. And the granddad is irritated because he's looking at the phone and saying, look, who are you talking to? And she says, I'm just checking my messages.
Yeah, Connor. She definitely said to call me. All right, then. What, in about an hour? Okay, then, cool.
All right, are you going to help me with this gas bill now or what?
Granddad, I can't. I have to shower and get ready because I'm going out. You just put your password in. You remember your password, don't you? And then you can look up the gas company and check the bill.
No. I'll ring them. I want to talk to someone. I'll talk to a live person, not some machine. And don't spend all day now in that shower. And don't forget to turn off the bloody immersion when you're done.
Veteran actor Vinnie McCabe plays Grandad, and he believes that the play has powerful things to say about the bullying experiences that both generations can have.
On a personal level, it feels like you're being squeezed out. They just want your money or they want your business. And you're up against such an anonymous, vast machine that you just feel powerless.
The play continues to tour extensively, visiting schools, and is supported by the Ombudsman for Children's Office.
Thanks, guys. I won't keep you long. Hands up, who has heard of the Ombudsman for Children's Office before, can I ask? Hands up, either teachers or children?
Timmy Hammersley from the office talks to the audience after the shows to tell them about their work and how children can get help.
Of all the complaints, of all the topics we hear about, it's a regular one. A big challenge for us is letting children and young people be aware that we're there as an organisation. We want to give empowerment to children and young people to use their voice as well, and they can make complaints.
And for this audience?
Yeah, I'd say bullying is a big problem in some schools. Maybe not all of them, but sometimes it just takes tackling the problem or talking it out with people because it can like lead to serious consequences sometimes.
But my parents have sort of like taught me, you know, how to control my time on the phone and stuff like that. So like friends around me, you know, they're on their phones a lot too. But I think it's getting better. A lot of people are, you know, they're on TikTok or on Snapchat. But I think the play did capture it quite well.
Finally then, are you glad you came to the play? What are you taking from it?
That don't take your nanny and granddad for granted and get off your phone more.
How many hours do you spend on your phone?
I broke my phone, so not a lot.
That's a good answer.
That's Evelyn O'Rourke at Bullied, and the show is produced by Dublin Touring Theatre.